I understand that the voice of a woman singing is erva, and therefore a man can't say any words of kedusha while a woman is singing in his presence. I also understand there's a heter for men and women to sing together, based on the premise that when there are two voices, the woman's voice can't be distinguished. Practically speaking, if a man wants to privately sing zmiros or benching with his wife, is it allowed? Thanks in advance for your response. Dan from Yerushalayim. Okay, the truth is that even though there are heterim both to sing shirei kodesh, to sing songs that are of a holy nature, men and women together, or to sing where there are men and women singing together and you can't distinguish the woman's voice alone. However, one should not rely on these leniencies. The great poskim of our generation feel that those leniencies only apply in very, very limited and unusual circumstances, as a three-day age permitted for youth groups in his situation. Otherwise, one should not rely on these heterim. There is, however, a heter for a man to hear his wife's singing voice if she's not a nida when she's singing zmiros, as long as she doesn't mention God's name nor mention the full psukim that are brought down in the zmiros. And if you're singing together with your wife and she's not a nida and she doesn't mention Shem Hashem, then zmiros would be permitted. According to this, benching would still be prohibited. Again, there are heterim both for zmiros and benching if the woman is tahar and you can't distinguish her voice because you are singing louder than her. However, one should not rely on that lechatchila. Again, if the woman is a nida, it's prohibited completely. She's not a nida. The zmiros, without Shem Hashem and without the psukim, one can rely on singing zmiros like that with his wife, and benching, one should not rely on that.